There's a famous pasuk in the Torah, "V'shamru v'neisos haShabbos v'asos haShabbos v'dorosim bris olam," and it also might be, people might be familiar with from Friday night davening, before Shmoneh Esrei. They have a kolbach tune, but whatever. From here, the Gemara learns out a very important principle, that it says v'dorosim, so chalal Shabbos achas kedi sheyishmor Shabbosus harbe. The Gemara posits the principle, better to desecrate one Shabbos than and keep the rest of them. And if a person's going to die, if you don't go to a doctor or a hospital, but going to the doctor or hospital violates Shabbos biblically, comes to Pasuk and tell me that Jewish life, human life, is supreme value, and therefore even Machal Shabbos for it. And obviously it's not considered Chal Shabbos if you do it, but if it wasn't Pikuach Nefesh, it'd be a biblical prohibition. When it becomes Pikuach Nefesh, it becomes a mitzvah. So that's one of the sources that the Gemara in Yuma posits as a source for Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. The Gemara has another source regarding Milah. And we know the halacha is v'yom ha-shmini v'yom ha-filo b'shabbos. We know mila b'yom shmini is docha Shabbos. Only mila b'yom shmini. Mila on day 9, 10, 11, 12 is not docha Shabbos. So the opinion of Gemara is a Rabbi Elezer, someone who writes that if we see mila is docha Shabbos, that only involves Eiver Echad. When it comes to your whole life, all your Eivarim, so then of course you could be Machal Shabbos. And the third reason brought down in the Gemara is the famous pasuk V'chai Bahem, that we have to live by the Torah, V'chai Bahem Elosha Yamus Bahem. So we learn that as well, that if your life's in danger, save the big three. There are three things you have to give up. You have to go give up your life Al Kiddush Hashem. If the choice is worshipping idols, adultery, murder, so then Yarog V'yal Yavor, or you should better to be killed and die a life of Kiddush Hashem, but save the big three. There is a Havami in the Gemara that since Chilul Shabbos is compared to Avodah Zarah, but L'maisa L'halacha, that we don't apply that principle. And therefore, it's only the big three, but one should violate Shabbos in order to save one's life and save someone else's life. So the three psukim, so why do we need three psukim, or which is the Iker pasuk? So if you look from the simple reading of the Gemara in Yuma, they seem to paskin v'chai bahem. Why? Because they say, because from the other two psukim, I only know if you're a vadai pikuach nefesh, if you're definitely in danger. How do I know that I'm in suffix danger? So v'chai b'hem, in an absolute sense, you have to make sure the person's alive. So even a suffix pikuach nefesh, one is Machal Shabbos. So the v'chai b'hem seems to be more inclusive. The other two are limited to vaday, but v'chai b'hem is even suffix pikuach nefesh. So from the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems to be passing on v'chai b'hem and reject the other two. However, if we look at the Rishonim, the Achronim, the Poskim, we see they all use the other reasons as well in terms of Pikuach Nefesh Ailas. There's the famous Ramban. Ramban writes, if he discusses, it's hard to separate the two in Lamaisa on a practical level. You'd have to know. So clearly, usually, if the fetus is in danger, mommy's in danger. If mommy's in danger, the fetus is in danger. They're usually connected. But let's assume, hypothetically, or in a scenario where it's true, well, you know, if you don't do anything, the mother would not be in danger. However, the fetus will. Can I be Machal Shabbos Doraisa in order to save the fetus? So the Ramban writes, yes, you may. How does he know that? He says, because he says from the pasuk v'shamru v'neisos haShabbos, what's the limud? Better to violate Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmor Shabbos is harbe, So a Vlad has the potential for keeping many Shabbosos. So the Ramban writes that we are Machalu Shabbos for a Vlad, for a fetus. According to V'chai Behem, we wouldn't know, because V'chai Behem is only someone who's considered Chai, someone who's living in all aspects, not just alive like a fetus. But if V'chai Behem, I wouldn't know it, the Ramban quotes from Shammu in Israel that he does. And other posts, Shulchan Aruch HaRav and others take it even further. If it's a suffix pikuach nefesh on the Vlad, they still say, we go ahead based on the psukim, and we go ahead and we are Mechalo Shabbos. So we are Mechalo Shabbos for a fetus, and it seems to be ben suffix, ben vadai, pikuach nefesh of the fetus. Another shiloh raised is the Mechaber, based on being it's a Rashba, the Rishonim talking about. I guess it wasn't, the case was that someone was kidnapped by people who weren't gonna endanger the people, but they wanted to convert them, to try to get them to change to another religion. So the question is, clearly the kid's not in any danger. So you're allowed to go Machalu Shabbos to try to find the kidnappers. Because whatever the rule is, whether it's the first 24, 48, and 72 hours, those are clearly your best shot at getting back the person who's kidnapped. So the Mechaber writes, yes, even Chilul Shabbos Daraisa. The Shaila is, why? What's the danger? So over then, what do we see? We see from the Yosef Cairo that even spiritual danger is considered danger. And what's it based on? So the Magen Avraham writes, because that's the principle. Chalal of Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Shishma Shabbos. It's all about being able to keep the Shabbos. So we see even spiritual matters can be considered Pikuach Nefesh. So we see again, they use the other principle besides V'chai Behem to be Mechal of Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. Another situation is, the Gemara talks about someone goes to an Ari Miklat, so you got to bring the Rebbe with him. What do you mean the Rebbe? Why doesn't he just go one of the cities to Ari Levim, and they have plenty of Shiurim there. They have the Daf Yomi working, other Shiurim. So the answer is because, if the Rambam writes, Misa Chashuva, As we all know, life without your Rebbe is like a Misa Chashuva. And therefore, it's under the V'chai Behem. V'lo Yamus Behem, and therefore we permit even that, therefore we say that he has to be with his Rebbe or else it's a Pikuach Nefesh. Others point out the following Shaila, the Chacham HaShlomo, others, Sakanas Aver. That's a whole discussion. If you're going to lose Eivor Echa, could you be Machal Shabbos or not? And then there's a further discussion, what about the eye? So, because if it's Yom HaChashav Kamei, so the effort would be Pikuach Nefesh. It's, you know, Machai Behem, or Yamus Behem, or, so the effort they point out that what some Rishonim say Derek Drish when Achronim were more like Achronim, that is we pass consumers chayav in mitzvahs, but there's an opinion in the Gemara and the Rabbeinu Chananel paskins suma patam in a mitzvahs. So the shaila is, if you let this person become a suma, so then he's going to be a situation where he's patam from all mitzvahs. So therefore, we allowed a Machal Shabbos. Machal Shabbos Achas, Kadesha Yishmor. But Machal Shabbos now, so you can keep many more. We make sure he's not a Summa, so he can fulfill many more mitzvahs in life. Ayy B'Torah's Mitzvah V'Yosa. And as well, the Gemara tells us, in Nida, the Shita Mekubetes, about that, how did Moshe Rabbeinu know? The whole Shai with the Mila in the Midbar. When he was traveling to go to Mitzrayim, so how did he, his issue was it was a sakana, so what was his, so the Roshita Mevetis points out, because Chol Shabbos Achas Reish Yishma Shabbos is Harbe, and therefore that was the Cheshbon. And we find as well, Gemara and Baba Metzia, I believe it has a story with Eliyahu. He was in the Beis HaKfaros. He said, "What are you doing here?" And then we find Eliyahu is a Kohen. So Tosis asks, "But how we find them doing Tchiyas HaMesim on the child, on the Amana's child? So how could he do it?" So the Tosis answers, "Baro lo sheyifyu." Since he's not considered a fetus, maybe he can't apply v'chai b'hem. So therefore, so based on Shabbat Harbe, that since Baruch, since you know that you're a Navi Muksak and you know that you could resurrect him, hence you'll keep more mitzvahs, so therefore you're permitted to do so. We see, so to summarize, we discussed the different sources why Pikuach Nefesh is Doche Shabbos. From Mila, if Aver Echad is, and so too your whole body. Or Vishamble is a Shabbos, better to violate one Shabbos to keep many more. Or we have a Chai Bahem to keep people alive and not to make sure that they don't die. So the Gemara seems to like V'chai Bahem because that only includes Vadai, Pikuach Nefesh, and even Suffolk. However, and we all do agree to that, but the Rishonim add, it's mashma, the first two reasons are rejected, but we see in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Poskim, it's not true. We find the Ramban, you can Machal Shabbos for a fetus because of Machal Shabbos Achas. We find by a fetus, and the Shulchan Aruch sends it even to a Suffolk, Pikuach Nefesh on a fetus. And then we have the kid who is kidnapped and we're worried about spiritually, that we say Machal Shabbos Achas. The case where someone's put into a miklat, he has to go with his Rebbe, because without a Rebbe, it's v'chai behem, it's misa chashuva. Someone's going to become blind, so it's a discussion about takanas aver, so therefore you can machal Shabbos for him because you won't be able to keep the mitzvahs anymore. And some say a suma, we don't pass that way, but the suma is exempt from mitzvahs. We have the shita mekubetzes by Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mila. He said, better to machal Shabbos Achas, or better not to do the milah right now, so they'll be able to do the milah later and live, or else he was concerned they were going to die on the derech. We have Eliyahu by the, how was he able to matami mesim? The answer is, since Baruch Hashem Yo is pikuach nefesh, because better that once you, if you put him alive, so then the person will be able to keep many more mitzvahs. So we see in the Rishonim Achronim, that even though from the simple reading of the Gemara, it seems to be exclusively v'chai b'hem, but how they learn the Gemara is no. It's just telling me, if I just had those other two psukim, I wouldn't know in a suffix. But it's not to say that the Gemara rejected. Now that's an influence, and that's how we assume with halacha, that we take in not only v'chai b'hem, but we take in v'shamru b'nei yisrael Shabbos into our counting also, and hence we have the mitzvah even by a fetus, by a spiritual case of someone being kidnapped spiritually, by the one with the Ari Miklat, going with your Rebbe, becoming blind and being kompatim min ha-mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Mila, by his children, and Eliyahu regarding Tchiyas HaMesim, regarding the Almana's child.